Shmuel Beis Perek Yudalit. In the previous perek, we learned how Absalom ran away from home after killing his brother Amnon. In this perek, we will see how Yoab, David's general, devised a plan to have Absalom brought home. That from Ed, it was logical for Yoab to have Absalom return home, as it was fitting for the king's entire family to be together. However, as we will see, Absalom returning home marks the beginning of Absalom's rebellion against David, because even though it seemed like a logical idea, Hashem had other plans for David. In Pasuk Aleph, Vayeda Yoav ben Tzruya ki lev hamelech ala Absalom, and Yoav knew that the heart of the king was with Absalom. Vayishlach Yoav takua, vayikach misham isha chachma, and Yoav went to a place called Takua, and he went and found a very wise woman there. Yoav hired this woman to be an actress and deliver a message to David. The Radak points out, Yoav told her the basic idea he wanted to convey to David, but did not tell her exactly word for word what to say. Pasuk Dalet through Yud Beis, the Eshes Takea was to dress up as a mourner over a dead person. The woman related the following parable to David. I am a widow because my husband died. I had two sons. One son killed the other son. Now my entire extended family is putting pressure on me to hand over my one and only surviving son to be killed. That would leave me with no ancestry left. King David then promised to protect her only remaining son. The woman related to David dismay that if anything would happen to her remaining son, the blame would fall on the king, something she does not want to see happen. David then affirmed his commitment to her. The Eshes Tokea now explained the moral of the parable to David. The woman related that she indeed was telling the parable, and this is the gist of what the woman said. David, why do you think so low of Klal Yisrael? Shouldn't you bring back your son Absalom to the palace? After all, we are going to die one day. We are all going to die one day. Banishing Absalom from the palace will not bring Amnon back. Also, here there are no witnesses to testify on what Amnon did. Hashem surely will deliver the necessary punishment to whoever needs it, as it says in Pasuk Tezvov. Velo yisa Elokim nefesh v'choshev machshavos lebilti yidach mimenu yidach. Hashem spares no one and will never banish or cast aside any member of Yisroel. So too, each and every one of us. Hashem will never cast us aside or switch us. Hashem is always with us no matter where we are in life or no matter how much we may have done of Eros. Hashem still believes in us and will never let us go. We must never, ever give up. David then questioned the lady if Yoav put her up to this. The lady replied, yes. King David called for Yoav and retrieved Absalom from Geshur. David had asked Yoav to retrieve Absalom from Geshur. When Absalom returned to the palace, David did not see Absalom for 2 years. In Pasuk Hey, Vika Absalom Lahaya Ish Yafe Becho Yisrael, Lehalel Neod Nikaf Raglo, the Adkadko Lahaya Bomum, that Absalom, there was no one as good looking as Absalom in the entire Yisrael. From his shoulder length down, he was beautiful without any blemishes on him. The Dasoifrim points out that Novi describes how beautiful Absalom was because it was one of the reasons why people liked him, because he was good-looking. However, ultimately, his looks were his downfall as he became self-absorbed. That's what the Gemara and Sota Tes Amud Bey says. Absalom was haughty because of his hair, and therefore he was hung by his hair. At the end of every year, Absalom would have his beautiful long hair cut, because Absalom was a Nazir and was only allowed to cut his hair periodically. Absalom had three sons and a daughter named Tamar. Absalom did not see his father for 2 years after returning to the palace in Yerushalayim. In Pasuk Kaf Tes through Lamed Gimel, which is the end of the parak, Absalom requested from Yoav to be brought to the king. Yoav denied Absalom's request several times. Absalom then ordered Yoav's fields to be burnt down.
Yoav confronted Absalom after his fields were burnt down. Absalom related, "Why did you bring me here if I can't even see my father David?" Yoav then consented and told David. Absalom and the King David reunited. Absalom and David hugged each other. And that's the end of the parak. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.